Welcome back to Master Your Mindset Podcast, episode 163.
What's up, fam? In this one, we're talking about one word focus. Let's do it. T-Money, one of my favorite quotes and concepts is this truth: the best focus on less, not more. The best focus on less, not more. And Zig Ziglar once said, don't be a wandering generality, be meaningful specific. Now, we talked about goal setting in the prior episode. Let's condense our focus for 2022 even further, get more clear. And I learned this from John Gordon. I learned this from one of my mentors, Brian Kane. It's having a one-word focus, picking one word you're going to focus on. You're going to embody. It's going to be a mantra. It's going to be this beacon of light that's going to guide you, your GPS, this compass that you're going to focus on, work on. And to just reference work from the late Dr. Anders Ericsson out of Florida State, he calls this deliberate practice. Being deliberate and having intent with what you work on, whether it's in music, whether it's your craft or sport, people improve much faster and deeper if they pinpoint what's one thing I'm going to work on. So your one word focus is really an outcome, a performance goal, and a process goal all in one. And we're going to simplify it into one word that you can write on your phone, write in your mirror, put in your notes. Have it somewhere where you look at it every day and say, am I embodying that word? What's one part of my life I want to get better at, improve, or focus on? T-Money, do you want to share with the audience, the Mastermind audience, what your word is for this year?
Yeah, let's go. So my word this year I chose is patience. It's something I've been trying to work on, but I really want to kind of go all in. It's something I've struggled with in being an impatient person at times. I mean, everyone is, but sometimes it's a little more than need be. And also just being patient on things I'm working towards. Nothing happens overnight. So just being patient both with my goals, but also as a person, becoming a more patient person.
That's it. And my dear friends, one of my coaches I learned from, Matt Miller, his word is maximize. My wife, Kendra, her word is risk, as in you got to risk it for the biscuit, like, you know, in life and in business, being a business owner, going for it. And my word of the year is awareness.
Huge.
Awareness precedes behavior change. And for me, awareness means just being more aware of my surroundings, being more present. Sometimes I get in la-la land, focusing on my stuff, and not taking time to like look at the environment. Hey, what's the best move right here? Looking at all the intel, all the resources, instead of just like moving fast and, you know, asking for help, which is fine. But like, dude, I want to be aware of my surroundings, have the patience to like make the best decision, make the most rational decisions, make the most educated choice, but like be super present of those who I'm with and be super aware of like what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll just huge. Like, laser focus, which is, it could be a good thing,
right?
But I want to be more like aware of like my environment, my surroundings, and both like my wife, my kids, my colleagues, really listening, having that empathy, like really locking in, is being aware of like what's going on.
Love it.
So that's it. So team, this is a short one. Do you have a word of the year? Well, again, talk to your loved one, a partner, sig other, wife, husband, kids, colleague, again, in business. If you're a leader, do this exercise with your team. What's your one word focus? Thing, yeah.
I was going to say, and one thing that I also did, I am a huge proponent of the reminders app on your phone. So I've got like throughout the day, I've got like two sets of affirmations that it goes off and I say it to myself. But at the end of the night, at like 9 o'clock, I've got a reminder set and it just says, how was I patient today? So something to do to kind of check in with yourself, constantly remind yourself of that word that you're working towards, but also to kind of do a heat check on yourself.
Ooh, that's good. I love heat check. I love basketball. I always do heat checks. Hey, I'm going to keep shooting. Am I that hot? I'm going to shoot from 30 feet. No, but actually I've been using the note section of my phone. And I've been kind of doing it probably the negative way. Like I've been kind of writing down, hey, where, when was I not aware?
Yeah.
So if next time I'm in that environment, I won't make that same mistake, mm-hmm. You know? So yeah, I love that. Let's go. We're going to be tracking. We're going to have reminders, and we're going to be tracking how we're doing with our one word focus.
Let's go.
So team, we love you so much. We honestly deeply care about you as a person over performer. Let's get that one word focus. Let's lock it in. Let's be dialed in. Let's eliminate stinking thinking and lock in on shrinking thinking, the best. Focus on less, not more. Let's have that intention. Let's have that mantra. Let's have that focus this year. Team Money, the body has limits,
but the mind is limitless.
Hey, what's up, Master Mindset listeners? Colin here, your mindset coach. I'm so excited. You can order my new book, Quiet Mind and Quiet Mind for Kids, right now on Amazon. Get the tools and strategies and tactics that I haven't shared on this podcast. So you get a mental emotional toolkit to lower nerves and increase unshakable confidence to perform at your best. I got Quiet Mind, which is for teens and adults, and Quiet Mind for Kids, which is for the youngsters and parents. Our kids need tools today to be their best. So go to Amazon right now and get your copy.